奉主耶稣圣名，一起来查考圣经。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we study the Bible.
今天晚上小弟要继续用罪伏在门口恋慕你做题目，跟大家来查考创世纪里的道理。
And tonight I'd like to continue to share with you the book of Genesis with the topic Sin Awaits for You at the Door.
这是从创世纪第四章神当时对该隐所说的话。
And this is what God told Cain in Genesis chapter 4.
我们请大家翻开创世纪第四章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 4.
第六节。
Verse 6.
创世纪四章六节。
Genesis chapter 4, verse 6.
主对该隐说，你为什么发怒呢？你为什么变了脸色呢？
6.
第六节哈。请读第六节。
So the Lord said to Cain, Why are you angry, and why has your countenance fallen?
第七节，你若行得好，岂不蒙悦纳？你若行得不好，罪就伏在门前，他必恋慕你，你却要制服他。
7. If you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, sin lies at the door, and its desire is for you, but you should rule over it.
这第七节有不同的翻译本是说，你若行得对啊，那哪有不抬起头来的？
And in a different translation, it says, if you do correctly, can you not? Wouldn't you be able to lift your head?
对，然后他说，你若行得不对，那罪就伏在门前了。
And if you do incorrectly, then sin lies at the door.
他说，罪可想要引诱你。
And sin will tempt you.
但是你要管制它。
But you will have control over it.
所以从这不同的翻译，我们看出来，当这一句话，特别是第七节，是神对该隐的提醒。
And we see in this different translation that verse 7 is God's warning to and a reminder to Cain.
那第四章我们都知道是亚当的儿子亚伯和该隐他们献祭给神，最后他们有不同的结果。
In chapter 4, we see there are different outcomes between the offerings given by Abel and Cain.
那这个是我们人类的第二代的时候发生的事情。
And this is, these are the events that happened in the second generation of man.
创世纪第三章记载亚当夏娃他们犯罪的经过。
And in chapter 3, it records how Adam and Eve sinned.
他们犯罪的结果就是被神审判之后被赶出伊甸园。
And the consequence of their sin is that they were punished by God and cast out of the Garden of Eden.
那虽然他们被赶出去，看起来当时候人和神的关系还是蛮密切的。
And even though they were cast out, it seemed as if the relationship between God and man was still close.
当时候亚当犯罪之后，他是躲避神，所以人自己害怕，所以他去躲起来，不敢见神。
When Adam sinned, he hid from God because he was afraid to face God.
所以这让我们看出，当一个人如果犯罪的时候，通常这个亏欠会让我们有罪恶感，我们会想要去躲避神，不敢亲近神。
And this tells us that when we sin, we will have guilt, and we will not be able to face God.
那但这个时候，神其实还是跟人保持一定的关系。
But God still had a relationship with man.
所以这个时候，我们在第三章看到虽然亚当夏娃他们吃的神所说不可以吃的善恶树上的果子，神还是来找他们的。
And we see that even though Adam and Eve ate from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, God still appeared before them.
那等到把这个事情做了处理之后，神把人赶出伊甸乐园。
And after this matter was taken care of, God cast man out of the Garden of Eden.
那从此人就要在这个土地上去耕种，然后才能够得糊口，也才能够得温饱。
And from that time onwards, man has to toil for their food.
那个时候，第四章接下去就是亚当的儿子，这两个儿子做代表来说明 即使在离开神了以后，人还是可以献祭来想要跟神亲近。
And from the offerings of Abel and Cain, we know that man can still try to draw near to God through offerings.
那这个应该是从神来的启示，或者是从父母亲的教导，可以借用这个献祭的方式来得到神的喜悦来回报神的恩典。
And they either learned from their parents or were directly revealed to by God that through offering they can please God.
那我们都知道第四章就记载亚伯跟该隐他们两种不同的献祭。
And in chapter 4, we know that Abel and Cain gave two different types of offerings.
那他们其实都活在同样的环境底下，可是两个人有不同的对献祭有不同的态度，他们当然得到不同的结果。
And even though the two brothers lived in the same environment, since they had a different mindset and attitude toward their offering, of course, the results were different.
结果该隐所献的神看不中他，所以他最后就跟神发怒，变了脸色。
And since God did not respect Cain and his offering, his countenance fell.
我们就知道该隐那个时候，其实他的行为还是蛮大胆的。他敢跟神发怒变脸。
And we see that Cain was very daring in that he allowed himself to be angry and his countenance fell.
那在该隐的表现里面，我们看出当时候该隐献祭给神的动机以及他当时候所抱的期待。
And from Cain's reactions, we know that he bore certain expectations when coming before God with offering.
就该隐的表现看来，该隐当很自然的认为，我献祭给神，神理所当然要接纳我所献的。
And Cain believed that since I offer to God, of course God should accept it.
那可是他当时候并没有去考虑他自己本身的行为。
But he did not consider his own actions.
那他只是看到他的兄弟亚伯所献的蒙神悦纳了。
He only saw that God respected Abel and his offering.
那当然，我们在这里圣经没有告诉我们神用什么方式来表达他悦纳以及不悦纳他们的祭物。
And here we cannot tell how God conveyed that He respected Abel and did not respect Cain.
也许也有可能是有火下来把祭物烧掉，也不一定。
And perhaps fire came down from heaven and consumed the offering.
所以他的祭物有没有被神悦纳是很清楚的，绝对不会搞错。
And it was very clear whether or not God accepted the offering.
但是当时候该隐他对神没有接受他所献的，他非常的发怒。
But Cain was very angry because God did not accept his offering.
那他的发怒就引来神的问话，第六节就说：“你为什么要发怒呢？你怎么为什么要变脸色呢？”
And because he was angry, God.Asked him, "Why are you angry, and why has your countenance fallen?"
那第七节，神就跟他提出最根本的原因。
And in verse 7, God tells him the reason for sin.
他说：“你若行得好，岂不蒙悦纳
？”7, if you do well, will you not be accepted?
那表示他现在的祭物没有被悦纳，是因为他行为在神面前认为是不对的，不好。
And here God's telling him that your offering was not accepted because he did not do well.
所以从这里看出来，一个人要献祭其实他的祭物是一方面，更重要这个献祭的人在神面前他所行的才是最重要的关键。
And when a man is offering, the most important is the actions of the one who offers rather than the sacrifice itself.
当然我们从前面的描述也看出，就祭物的表的角度来看亚伯跟该隐他们所献的，我们看出来亚伯真的很用心。
And if we look at how Abel and Cain offered, we can see that Abel was very diligent.
我们也看出来亚伯他所献的很有可能是照神所吩咐的。
And most likely, what Abel offered was according to what God commanded.
那该隐他所做的可能就是认为他自己认为我这样做就可以的。
And what Cain offered was what he considered was satisfactory.
所以如果从献祭的祭物来看，我们可以看出该隐是以自我为中心的。
And from this perspective, we can see that Cain was self-centered.
但是从神 第七节的回答我们看出来神其实最在意的是该隐这个人的行为在神面前有很大的缺陷。
But what God cared about most was that the actions of Cain has fallen short.
那当时候神跟他提醒说你若行得不好他说罪就会伏在门前他会恋慕你。
It says in verse 7, and if you do not do well, sin lies at the door and its desire is for you.
也就是说他所行的在神面前如果认为是不对的这个就是一种罪。那他就这个罪就像一个有生命的东西就蹲在他的门口要等待他。
And if Cain does not do correctly, then sin is personified as and lies at the door waiting for him.
那这个时候神特别用说这个罪会恋慕你他说罪会一直想要跟你黏在一起让你没有办法脱离。
And sin will want to attach itself to you.
那神特别跟他提醒说你要制服他不能够被罪黏上了。
But you should rule over it. You should not be attached to sin.
那我们从这里要来注意看当时候该隐他是人类的第二代他有可能在什么地方行得不好呢
And if we think about it, Cain was the second generation of men. And what ways could he have done wrong?
我们今天这个时代一个人如果行为不好我们可能可以从很多不同的角度去分析他的行为。
And if a person does not do well today, if he does incorrect things, then we can perceive it in through many ways.
但是那个时候该隐他只有他的父母亲他也只有可能他的手足兄弟姐妹而已啊。
But Cain only had his parents and brothers and sisters at the time.
那时候并没有很多人啊。
There were not a lot of people.
他们的生活当时候相对的非常的单纯。
And they lived a simple life compared to us.
所以神当神跟他说你行为不好的时候有可能在哪个地方面他做得不好呢
So when God told him, you do not do well,In what ways did he not do well?
我们从这里可以看出来，其实当时候该隐他在他的家庭里面的生活，在神眼中是真的行得不对了。
From here we can see that Cain did not do well in terms of his family life.
那所以我们从该隐他当他的祭物没有被神验中的时候，他向神发怒变脸的角度看来，我们知道该隐他对他家人的表现，我们可以自己想象的。
And when Cain's offering was not respected by God, and he became very angry and his countenance fell, we can see how he would have treated his family.
所以你看，如果从该隐对神的表现，以及我们可以去推测他对他的父母亲，以及对他的兄弟姐妹的表现了。
And from his reaction and response toward God, we can see how Cain interacts with his family.
所以从人类的第二代开始，他的行为有偏差，在神面前认为不对的，就是从家庭生活开始不对的。
And so from the second generation of men, their shortcoming comes from within the family.
那所以你看，当时候该隐他对他的父母亲应该并不会很尊重。
We see that Cain would not have respected his parents.
因为从后来他对他的兄弟亚伯的对待态度，我们也可以推测他当时该隐是一个怎么样的个性的人。
And from Cain's interaction with his brother later on, we can imagine what kind of person Cain was.
那时候，所以显然我们可以看出来，神当时对人的要求，要行得好，一定要从家庭开始。
And what God required of men was to do good starting from the family.
其实我们今天整个信仰生活真正要落实也是要从家庭开始的。
And in terms of our faith, it also begins with the family.
你看我们今天可能在教会里面听了很多道理。
And we listen to many sermons at church.
我们也可能读圣经的时候有了很多的知识。
And when we read the Bible, we gain a lot of knowledge.
我们可能在人面前有一个很敬虔的表现。
And perhaps before men, we have a very reverent appearance.
但是真正落实我们的信仰，看我们的信仰有没有根基，就看我们在家里是怎么表现的。
But whether or not our faith is rooted depends on our actions within our family.
我们在家庭的生活是怎么过的
？And how do we live out our family life?
我们在家里的时候是会不会祷告呢
Do we pray at home?
我们在家里的时候会不会找时间来灵修来读圣经呢？
At home, do we find time to cultivate and read the Bible?
还是我们祷告是在教会的时候才祷告？
Or do we only pray at church?
我们对人很有礼貌，很各方表现都好像很好，是在教会的时候还是在家里的时候也是一样呢？
And are we only polite and respectful to other people at church, but not at home?
我们很热心的服侍教会做圣工，是在教会的时候是这样，还是在家里的时候也是会很热，会很愿意的去付出，然后去在家里面做服侍呢？
And if we are fervently serving at church, how much are we willing to serve at home?
所以其实整个信仰生活的落实是在家庭开始的。
And so faith begins with the family.
所以我们在读圣经的时候，我们要常常去反省我们的生活。
So when we are reading the Bible, we must reflect on our lives.
我们服侍的动机是为了什么？
What is our motivation in servitude?
因为就当时候亚伯该隐他们的献祭，这是一种奉献，在神面前他们愿意奉献的。
And Cain and Abel were both willing to offer.
那对我们今天来说的应用就是，我们今天在教会里面做圣工服侍的时候，我们其实等于在献祭一样。
And how this applies to us today is that when we are doing work in the church, it is like we are offering.
我们的服侍动机是出于哪里？是因为什么？
And what are our motivations?
我们会不会是以自我为中心，认为我所做的神理应当要接受我？我所做的。
Are we self-centered in that we believe that God should accept everything I offer?
我们的服侍是因为我方便啊，我认为这样做比较好，所以我就去做了。
Do we serve because it's convenient for us and we consider it to be okay?
还是我们会真的去考虑到神要我们所做的，以及我们今天真的是出于爱，然后照着神的吩咐去行的。
Or do we consider what is God's will and do it out of love?
所以常常我们要常常反省自己我服侍的动机。
And therefore, we must continue to reflect the motivations we have in serving.
有时候我们所做的，神不见得会悦纳。
And God may not always accept what we offer.
当神不悦纳的时候
，When God does not accept it，
其实神就是在给我们一个机会，让我们改变。
God is giving us an opportunity to change.
要让我们去反省我们的生活，我们整个人在神面前有没有行得正。
And to reflect on ourselves and our whole lives to see if we are walking on the correct path.
所以今天我们整个信仰，不管是在家里在教会，其实就在考验我们对道理是不是真的认识，真的在行道理。
And our whole lives and our interactions at church and at home are testing whether or not we are doing well.
所以这里特别让我们想到，今天我们的家庭生活其实很关键的。
And so here tells us that our family life is key.
看起来当时候该隐他应该在献祭这个时间点上，看起来好像还单身的样子。
And it seems that Cain was still single at the time he brought the offering before God.
因为从第十七节以后，我们才看到圣经描述该隐跟妻子同房，然后他妻子就怀孕生了儿子以诺。
And because in verse 17 it says, and Cain knew his wife, and she conceived and bore Enoch.
所以那个时候，该隐他其实很多的行为，他在神面前是很不对的，可是他自己却不知道。
And Cain did many things that are wrong before the eyes of God, but he did not know.
他当时候在过这样的家庭生活的时候，其实神是借这个献祭不悦纳来提醒他要改变。
And God was reminding him through this occurrence that he must change.
所以我们看到，其实神真的是一个充满慈爱的神呢。
And we see here that God is a God full of loving kindness.
他面对这么这个就是这么暴怒的该隐，神还是没有放弃啊。
And even with such a king with such bad temper, he did not give up on him.
你看，神还是好言相劝呢，跟他提出你问题在哪里，你应该怎么改变。
And God admonished him with words. and told him to change.
所以其实你看，神真的是他要让该隐去看到他自己的问题，他还提醒你要看看你的兄弟亚伯，他所做的就是蒙悦纳的表现。
And God reminded Cain that you should change what you are doing, and you should learn from your brother Abel because he is doing what is right.
但是该隐他对神的提醒，他却不把它放在心上，他不接受神的提醒。
But Cain did not regard or accept God's reminder.
我们就发现后来该隐他把这样一个对他兄弟的这种情绪、这个怨恨呢，把它放在心里面的。
And Cain held this hatred in his heart toward his brother.
这个罪真的就是伏在他的门前了。
And sin truly awaited for him at the door.
那所以你看，今天我们如果在家庭里面没有办法真的行出道理来
，So if we are not able to execute the word of God within our families,
这个罪就真的是伏在我们的门口了。
Then sin lies at our door.
在我们的家门口
，It lies at the door of our house.
所以这个说明我们今天有很多的信仰的破口都是从家庭开始的。
And here tells us that many breaches in faith begin with inside the family.
所以我们很小心，我们的家庭生活有可能成为我们属灵生命的致命伤。
And we have to be very careful because our family life can become our downfall in our spirituality.
我们要注意我们在家里的时候我们做什么。
We must be mindful of what we do at home.
我们在家里怎么跟我们自己的配偶相处。
How do we interact with our spouse?
我们做儿女的怎么跟我们的父母亲、跟我们的兄弟姐妹互动
？And how do we interact with our parents and our children?
我们做父母的怎么跟我们的儿女来教导
？As parents, how do we teach our children?
因为这些如果没有按照真理来行，很有可能这个罪就伏在我们的门口，他准备要来念慕我们，跟我们连上了。
Because if we do not be careful, these things, the sin will lie at our door and it desires for us.
神当时候跟该隐特别说，你要制服他。
And God especially told Cain, you should rule over it.
不能够被罪粘上了啦，你要控制他的。
And you should not be controlled by sin, rather you should control it.
但是我们看到该隐他没有照神的提醒去做，他没有改变。
But Cain did not do according to God's reminder, and he did not change.
所以最后该隐被罪粘上了。
And so in the end, sin attached itself to Cain.
他后来所犯的比他之前更严重了。
And what he did afterwards is even more serious than what he did wrong before.
最后他就真的远离了神。
And in the end, he became very far away from God.
他就真的飘荡流离在地上。
And he became a fugitive and vagabond.
从此他就不能够再见到神的面了。
And he could never show his face before God again.
看起来以后神也不再跟他讲话了。
And afterwards, God never spoke to him.
但是我们看到一开始神并没有放弃该隐的。
But we see that in the beginning, God did not give up on Cain.
可是该隐他到底在哪里出问题了
？So where does Cain's problem come from?
我们从第八节以后。
From verse 8 onwards,
我们就看到该隐他不但不接受神的提醒，他反而变本加厉了。
We see that Cain not only refused to heed God's reminder, but he continued and to walk in the wrong path.
看第八节
，verse 8.
该隐跟他兄弟亚伯说话，那个翻译本有的特别加了一句，他说：“我们出去田间吧。”该隐邀请他的兄弟。到外面去了。
In verse 8, some translations say that Cain talked with his brother, let us go into the field.
好，然后他们两个人就正在田间的时候，他说该隐就起来打他兄弟亚伯，就把他杀了。
And when they were in the field, Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and killed him.
我们就知道，当时候该隐其实怀着一个愤怒，又是嫉妒的情绪去跟他的兄弟讲话。
And Cain held a heart of rage and jealousy to speak with his brother.
其实看起来，该隐他邀请他兄弟出去的时候，他就已经打算要把他的兄弟杀了。
When Cain asked his brother Abel to come out into the field, he already had the thought of killing his brother.
也就是说，他并不是因为讲话一言不合，然后不小心失手打死他兄弟的。
And he did not. accidentally, spontaneously, kill his brother.
我们就看到该隐他当时已经是蓄意的要置他兄弟于死地了。
But he already, Cain already decided that he wanted his brother dead.
那我们就看到说一个人的情绪可能会真的会杀人了。
And we see that a person's emotions can kill another person.
今天我们对一个人如果有怀恨在心的时候。
So if we have hatred in our hearts toward another person,
或是我们对一个人有一个嫉妒的心态的时候，
or when we have envy toward another person,
或者是我们的心里面有一个很自大的心理，认为说神应该要接受我所做的一切的时候，
or when we have a very prideful heart that thinking that God should accept everything I offer,
这是一个非常危险的一个情绪。
And this is a very dangerous emotion.
这个其实就是罪，他要念慕我们的时候。
And this is when sin desires us.
如果我们没有制服它，我们一定会落到像该隐的下场。
If we do not rule over it, we will come to Cain's conclusion.
有时候这就是时间早晚的问题而已。
And it is only a matter of time.
所以我们其实我们每一个人，我们如果常常在反省，我们会知道我们自己的弱点在哪里。
If we continue to examine ourselves and reflect, then we will know where our weaknesses are.
如果我们是一个容易动怒的人。
If we are short-tempered,
如果我们是一个会看到人做什么事会眼红的人，
and if we become jealous very easily,
或者是我们是一个很容易被物质或钱财引诱的人，
or if we are tempted very easily by wealth and material,
我们可能有很多种不同的弱点，
we may have very very different weaknesses.
我们一定要很小心，
but we must be careful.
要接受神所提出来的这个警告。
We must heed God's reminder.
我们要把这个弱点把它制服了。
We must rule over this shortcoming.
否则真的就会走上该隐的道路。
Or else we'll walk the path of Cain.
那该隐，你看他这个情绪，他让这个情绪在他心里面一直发酵。
And Cain allowed his emotions to ferment within him.
他把兄弟杀了之后呢？第九节说。
After he killed his brother, and he said,
神对该隐说，你兄弟亚伯在哪里呢？他说，我不知道啊，我岂是看守我兄弟的吗？
Verse 9, then the Lord said to Cain, where is Abel your brother? He said, I do not know. Am I my brother's keeper?
第十节，
10.
神说，你做了什么事呢？你兄弟的血有声音从地里向我哀告了。
And he said, what have you done? The voice of your brother's blood cries out to me from the ground.
我们从这两节神的问话跟该隐的回答里，我们看出该隐把兄弟杀了，他一点悔意都没有的。
And from God's questioning and Cain's response, we can see that Cain did not even regret killing his brother.
他还试着想要向神隐瞒这个事实的。
And he even want to hide this fact from God.
他真的是很大胆。
And he truly is very daring.
所以我们就看到一个人如果被罪制服之后，你看他的心。就好像没有一样，他眼睛就瞎了。
And we see here that if one is ruled over by sin, he is as blind.
他也不会对他所做的会觉得很不好意思。
And he does not feel ashamed for what he has done.
他反而还很大声的跟神说，我的兄弟在那里，难道是我的责任吗？
And he very boldly said to God, am I supposed to know where my brother is?
所以神他问他这一句话，你做了什么事？
So when God asked Cain,What have you done?
你的兄弟的血从地里面向我哀告。
The voice of your brother's blood cries out to me from the ground.
这个时候神他就直接审判。
And God convicted him.
第十一节说。
Verse 11.
他说地开了口，他从你手里接受你兄弟的血，现在你必从这个地受咒诅了。
11. So now you are cursed from the earth, which has opened its mouth to receive your brother's blood from your hand.
十二节，你种地，地不再给你效力了，你必流离飘荡在地上。
12. When you till the ground, it shall no longer yield its strength to you. A fugitive and vagabond, you shall be on the earth.
这里神是说，你从地受咒诅了。
And here God tells Cain that you are cursed from the ground.
亚当犯罪的时候
when Adam sinned,
那个地因为亚当的罪被受咒诅。
The ground was cursed because of Adam's sin.
所以人类第一代的罪让地长出荆棘跟棘藜来。
And because of the sin of man, thorns and thistles grew.
但是人还有一个出路，就是人如果愿意劳苦付出跟这个地去奋斗， 还可以从地里面得土产养活。
But if man was willing to labor and toil, then the earth will still bring forth herb of the field.
但是现在该隐他所做的，神给他的审判却完全不一样了。
But God's punishment for Cain was very different.
现在是地要咒诅该隐了。
And here the ground will curse Cain.
该隐他永远没有办法再从地里面得土产。
And Cain can no longer, bring harvest from the field.
也就是说，不管该隐再怎么付出地，他怎么种，他都得不到食物了。
And that is to say that no matter how much Cain toils and labors, he will not receive the fruit.
我们知道该隐他本来是种地的。
We know that Cain was a tiller of the ground.
他当初怎么想也没有想到他所做的会有这么严重的后果。
And he could never have imagined that there would be such severe consequences.
所以神说你现在要漂流在地上，你没有办法再种地，他还能做什么呢？
And since he can no longer till the ground, he can only be a fugitive and vagabond.
这个时候，该隐他只能够靠他自己的脑筋了。
And then Cain could only rely on his brain.
当时候，该隐听到神这样的一个审判，他其实知道事情严重了。
And when Cain heard God's punishment, he knew that he did something very serious.
他现在要漂流在地上啊。
Now he will be a fugitive.
那我们就知道，那个时代他们还没有在吃动物啊，所以你也不可能去打猎啊。
And at that time they did not eat animals, so he couldn't have went to hunt.
那种地地也不会长啊。
And since the ground would yield no fruit,
他还能做什么
？What else could he do?
他只能够靠别人种东西，然后他跟他交易，他才有可能得吃的。
And he could only rely on purchasing the fruits that others through trade.
也就是说，现在该隐他的生活要看别人的脸色了。
And from now onwards, Cain's livelihood depended on whether or not others were happy or unhappy.
人家如果不要跟他换，他也没有东西吃了。
If others refused to trade with him, he had nothing to eat.
当时候，该隐他听到神这样的判断之后，他跟神抗议的。
After Cain heard God's judgment, he protested.
所以你看，当时候第十三节，该隐就说：“我的刑罚太重，过于我所能承担的。”
13, my punishment is greater than I can bear.
第十四节，
14,
他又怕说我现在漂流在地上，遇见我人就可能把我杀了。
14. Surely you have driven me out on this day from the face of the earth, and it will happen that anyone who finds me will kill me.
他也知道从此他不能够再见到神的面了。
Cain knew that he can no longer see the face of God.
他没有办法得到神的保护了。
He cannot receive the protection of God anymore.
这个时候的该隐他已经没有任何的平安感觉了。
And Cain had no more peace in his heart.
当他漂流在地上的时候，他其实是恐惧战惊的。
And while he was a vagabond on the earth, he was full of fear.
其实你看，就当时候的时代来说，他所看到的人应该都是他的兄弟姐妹，不是吗
？And if we think about it, the society of that time would have only been his brothers and sisters.
他的兄弟姐妹还有哪一个会像该隐这么恶的？没有了。
Is there another sibling of Cain that is as evil as he?
那当然，这个兄弟姐妹会再生养后代，所以后代子孙有可能会报复，也不一定啊。
But Cain's siblings may have descendants that want to revenge.
但是我们可以看到，当一个人他离开神了以后，他心里面一点都没有平安。
We see that if a man leaves the presence of God, he will lose the peace in his heart.
他去杀人，但他现在应该反过来怕自己被杀了。
He murdered another person, but now he is afraid of being killed.
我们就看出说，去杀人的人其实是最软弱的，最胆怯的人。
And so we know from here that one who kills another person is the weakest man.
在人最原始的这个良知里面，也知道如果杀了人要偿命的。
And
就是杀人就会被杀了。
And if in the most in the deepest part of our hearts, we know that if a man murders another person.And he will also be killed.
从这里我们看出，这个就是神在我们心里面所放置的良知。
And this is the conscience that God put within every person.
可是当人犯罪以后，这个良知就被覆盖了，他没有办法，他即使知道，他也没办法，没有能力胜过了。
And after man sins, then his conscience has been covered, and he cannot overcome himself.
我们看到当时候，其实，在第四章里面就一直看到我们所拜的这位神是怎么样的有怜悯有慈爱。
And here we see that God we worship is truly full of love and mercy.
你看这个该隐他跟神抗议，当时候亚当犯罪被神审判的时候，亚当一句话都不敢说。
And at that when Adam sinned, he did not dare speak a word to God.
他就默默接受神所审判的一切了。
And he quietly accepted what God's punishment was.
现在该隐他跟神抗议，他认为刑罚太重，不公平。
But Cain protested because he thought this was the punishment was too severe.
那神也是真的是很宽容，就第十五节就说。
And in verse 15, God told him,
凡杀该隐的必遭报七倍。于是神就给该隐立一个记号，免得人遇见他就杀他。
Therefore, whoever kills Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold. And the Lord set a mark on Cain, lest anyone finding him should kill him.
我们不知道他这个记号是什么。
We do not know what this mark is.
但是这个记号一定有一个意思，别人可以看出来的。
But others should be able to tell the meaning of this mark.
这是两个方面的。
And this is two-sided.
这个记号可以让其他遇见他的人知道该隐这个人很凶恶。
And this mark can allow others to know that this man is very violent.
他是曾经杀过人的。
He once murdered a man.
那当然，一方面也让其他人可以害怕说啊，不要再去杀他。
On another side, others can see from this mark that we should not murder.
因为你杀了他之后，你遭到七倍，你一样没有一个好结果。
Because if you murder a man just like he did, then you will not have a good consequence.
他杀了他兄弟以后，最后人人都知道这个人是杀人的。
After Cain murdered his brother, everyone knew that this man was a murderer.
那所以神其实一方面也给他一个保护。
So God also gave him this mark for protection.
所以当人看到这个记号的时候，就不会杀他，也不想去杀他了。
And so when other men saw Cain, they would not kill him, and they would not want to kill him.
所以神他的爱就在这里表现出来啊。
And this is how God's love is manifested.
所以第十八节，于是那个该隐他就离开神的面，住在伊甸东边挪得之地。
16, then Cain went out from the presence of the Lord and dwelt in the land of Nod on the east of Eden.
这个伊甸东边的挪得，这个地点的意思就是飘荡不定的地方。
And the meaning of Nod is vagabond.
就是他就是这个地方是动来变来变去的，不是一个固定地点。
And it's a land of wandering and land of change.
所以只知道是在伊甸的东边而已。
And we only know it's east of Eden.
好，这个就是该隐他最后他生命的他的后半，应该是说他犯罪之后他的生命就是这个就是已经不会改变的事实了。
And Cain's life became an unrefutable fact. After his murder,
他离开远离神的面，他从此失落了平安。
Once he fell from the face of God, he lost peace.
他现在只能够漂流在地上，用其他的方式来过日子，生活下去。
He could only wander on the face of the earth and find a way to live out his life.
他既然不能够耕地。
And he can no longer till the ground.
他生了儿子之后，
Once he had a son,
他就开始经营城市。
He started to build a city.
所以经营城市的目的在哪里？
What is the purpose of building a city?
因为城市就是人聚集的地方。
Because a city is a place where men gather.
人类的文明的集中地方就是从城市开始。
And early civilization began with cities.
当人聚在一起的时候，就可以有交易的行为，就可以有商业的这个活动了。
And when men gather together, trade and business and can occur.
这是为什么接下去该隐他所走的路线一定是要去建造城市。
So the path that Cain had to take is to establish a city.
他现在把他所有的精神，他的 重点都放在人身上了。
And now he has to put all his strength and all his effort toward man.
所以有人说神创造了这个美丽的世界。
People say that God created a beautiful world.
这个美丽的世界是有生命的，是真的是充满神奇妙的创作。
And this world is full of life and the beautiful creation of God.
但是魔鬼创造了城市。
But Satan created the city.
这个城市里面让人迷失，让人看不到神。
Within the city, man became lost and they could not see God.
在城市里面所看重的就是人。
And what was highly regarded within the city is man.
在城市里面的生活就是尔虞我诈的商业行为。
And within the city, there is a deceitful trade.
那在城市里面，人要怎么样去得到娱乐
？And so, how do men entertain themselves within the city?
人要在哪里找到平安
？Where can men find peace?
人怎么样在人跟人交往当中得到一个疏解的情绪
？And how can men make themselves comfortable within their interactions?
一定是最后这个。该隐的后代所演变出来的这些东西的。
It must be, what Cain's descendants invented.
所以我们看到一个人被罪制服了以后
，We see that once a person is controlled by sin,
他的生活从此就不再以神为中心。
His life is no longer God-centered.
他的眼光、他的焦点都是放在人身上的。
And his focus shifts to men.
他放在追求世界上的东西的。
It is focused on pursuing things of the world.
我们现在看，你看，该隐他把这个城市按着他儿子的名，把它叫做以诺城。
And we see that Cain named the name of the city the name of his son Enoch.
他现在是要留人的名字的。
And Cain wants to preserve the name of men.
我们也看到这个该隐，他也很爱他的儿子哦。
We see that Cain loved his son.
他把这个他所建造他的这个城市以他的儿子命名的。
He named his city after his son.
所以你看一个人他如果离开神他如果不再亲近神的时候他一定是很注重人而且很在意这个名字被留下来的。
And we see that if a man leaves the face of God, he will highly regard men and he will want to preserve the name of man.
他有时候不见得是在意他自己的本身的名字，而是他所爱的人的名字。
And he may not consider or highly regard his own name, but he will want to preserve the names of the ones he loves.
从该隐之后，我们就看到人的系统、人的家谱。
And after Cain, we can see the genealogy of men.
这个就是。在罪里面远离神的人，他们的后代子孙，他们所追求的重点。
And these are the descendants of the men who left the face of God and their pursuits.
那这第四章从第十八节以后所记载的这个该隐的后代有一个特色。
And there is a special characteristic of the people recorded in Cain's genealogy from verse 18 onwards.
在这里他就说以诺生谁，他的子孙这一代一代的名字留下来。
And it says to Enoch was born Irad and so forth.
最后生出了拉麦。
And at the end, Lamech was begotten.
那第十九节开始都在描述这个拉麦的子孙所做的事了。
And verse 19 onwards describes the actions of the descendants of Lamech.
重点都是拉麦的子孙以及拉麦本身有什么成就。
And list the accomplishments of Lamech and his descendants.
都没有讲他们活几年。
It does not record how many years they lived.
也没有讲他们生儿养女，这些都不是重点。
And it does not record the children that he begot.
他们也没有在讲他们求告神跟神有关系的事情了。
It does not record how they call on the name of the Lord.
但是从第五章在记载亚当的后代的时候，赛特的子孙这个系统。
But in chapter 5, it records the genealogy of Seth.
亚当赛特的后代所记载的就只有两件事情而已。
And within Seth's genealogy, there are but two things that are recorded.
他们活到几岁的时候生了谁，然后生儿养女之后就死了。
And at a certain age, they begot someone, And then they died at a certain age.
所以他们都生了儿，都生了儿女，生养儿女。
And they begot children.
然后之后他们活几岁就死了。
They lived a number of years and died.
他们在神面前每一天其实都被算过的。
And God counted every day of their lives.
但是该隐 的后代，他们在神面前其实连一天都没有活过。
But within God, in God's eyes, Cain's descendants did not even live for a day.
所以我们从这个地方已经看出属神的系统跟属人的系统在神眼中的价值不一样了。
And we see that in God's eyes, there's different value in the genealogy of God's people and people who left the face of God.
那从第四章里面，我们从拉麦的子孙看来呀。
If we look at Lamech's descendants,
拉麦这个人就是没有神的生活的代表人物。
And Cain's lifestyle is a representative of one who does not have God in his life.
是拉麦的拉麦这个子孙，这个儿子哈，他这个后代拉麦这个人。
And it is his descendants of Lamech.
他这里所描述的就是当一个人远离神之后，他所追求的是什么呢？
It describes the pursuits of men after they leave the face of God.
拉麦是多妻的开始。
And Lamech began polygamy.
他娶了两个妻子。
He took for himself two wives.
他这两个妻子都为他生了儿女。
And both his wives bore children for him.
第二十节，这个第一个太太亚大生亚巴，亚巴是住帐篷和牧养生殖之轮的始祖。
20. Ada bore Jabal.He was the father of those who dwell in tents and have livestock.
21节，他的兄弟尤巴是弹琴吹箫之人的祖师。
21. His brother's name was Jubal. He was the father of all who play the harp and flute.
22节，另外一个太太喜拉生土巴该银，他是打造各样铜铁利器的人。
As for Zillah, she bore Tubal-Cain, an instructor of every craftsman in bronze and iron.
土巴该银的妹子是叫拉玛。
And the sister of Tubal-Cain was Naama.
这个土巴该隐意思就是该隐的后代的意思了。
And the meaning of Tubal-Cain is the descendant of Cain.
那这个他这个女儿拉玛就是很可爱的，很美丽的。
The meaning of Lama is adorable.
我们就看到拉麦这个人，他的后代很出色。
And we see that the descendants of Lamech are very accomplished.
他非常的有创意的。
They are very creative.
所以他可以现在去转变他的工作，成为牧养牲畜了。
And he changed his profession to shepherding.
帐篷跟牧养牲畜是有关系的，因为他要迁移漂流各地。
And to dwell in tents is connected to having livestock because he need to be nomadic.
该隐的生活，他面对环境的变化的时候，他是很有创意，他知道怎么去改变，他知道怎么要生存下来。
And Cain knows how to adapt well to changes in his environment.
然后他在这个漂流的生活当中
，and within his life of wandering,
他已经离开了神了。
He already left God.
所以他没有可能在神面前再找到喜乐。
And he can no longer find joy from God.
他在他的生活当中已经失落了平安。
He already lost peace in his life.
所以这个时候他一定需要娱乐。
And so now he needs entertainment.
所以当一个人他如果离开神了以后，他很注重就是娱乐的生活。
And once a man leaves God, what he places emphasis on is entertainment.
所以我们就看到这个人的系统从城市开始，他会懂得应变环境的变化，他要需要娱乐的生活。
And we know from the descendants, the genealogy of men that people need.People who leave God first need a city, and they need to entertain themselves and adapt to their environment.
然后接下来呢，他需要防卫他自己，因为他没有神的保护，需要自我保护。
And they need to protect themselves because they have lost the protection of God.
所以他另外一个儿子就是成为打造各种铜铁利器的人了。
And a son he had became a craftsman in bronze and iron.
所以我们就看到没有神保护的人，他们只能够靠自己。
We see that people who do not have God's protection can only rely on themselves.
他们要去生存下来，他们一定要想各种不同方法，他们要有创意。
In order to continue to live, they need to have creativity.
他们在这个当中也可能是很可爱的，面貌姣好的，让人看得 很喜爱，很容易亲近的。
And among these people, there are people who are very beautiful and adorable, and you would want to come close to them.
所以弟兄姐妹们，当我们看到这样的描述的时候
，And so brothers and sisters, when we see this description,
我们今天所追求的是什么
？What do we pursue today?
如果今天我们是有神的人
，If we are people with God,
我们可以在神里面得喜乐。
We can find joy within God.
我们可以得到平安。
We can receive peace.
其实我们可以不需要有这个世界上这些娱乐的。
And we can forego the entertainment of the world.
当我们在家庭的时候很注重这个娱乐生活的时候，代表我们的心灵是空虚的。
So when we place emphasis on highly regard the entertainment within our family, it reflects a downfall in our faith.
代表我们跟神离得很远了。
It represents that we have a great distance between us and God.
当我们想到用自己的方法去得到保护、得到平安的时候
，When we want to use our own ways to find comfort and protection,
其实也说明我们已经失落了在主里的平安。
It is telling us that we have lost the peace within the Lord.
这就是一个指标，我们可能离神越来越远，我们可能远离了神，没有亲近神。
And this is how we can tell that we are straying from God.
但是远离神的人，他也不见得就会很落魄，很贫穷。
But this does not mean that a man who strays from the face of God is very poor.
有时候反过来，远离神的人，他反而变得很强。
Rather, sometimes people who leave God become very strong.
为什么这样讲
？Why is this so?
当我们继续看23节的时候
，When we look at verse 23,
你看到23节拉麦对他两个妻子所说的话。
We look at the words that Lamech said to his wives.
第一，他说：“壮年人如果伤我的话，我就要把他杀了。”
Says, if I have killed a man for wounding me.
如果少年人恨我的话，我就要把他害了。
Even a young man for hurting me.
拉麦这个人很凶暴的。
So Lamech is very violent.
人家伤他，他就要把人家杀了呗。
And if one wounds him, then he will kill him.
所以。你看，当一个人他一直很注重娱乐的时候，他其实心里面并不会变得很和平，他并不会变得善良的。
You see that if men place emphasis on entertainment, then he will not become very peaceful in his heart.
没有神的时候，一个人就变得很残忍。
Without God, men become cruel.
人家得罪他一点，他可能把人家置于死地的。
And if man displeases him, then he will kill him.
然后这样的人，他可能可以变得非常的高傲，很狂傲了。
And he becomes very boastful.
第二十四节说
，24.
他说：“若杀该隐要遭报七倍，杀拉麦的要遭报77倍。
”If Cain shall be avenged sevenfold, then Lamech 77.
这什么意思呢
？What does this mean?
该隐他说杀该隐的要遭报七倍，这是从神来的保护啊，不是吗？
And he said, if Cain shall be avenged sevenfold, this is the protection from God.
拉麦的意思就是说，如果该隐他需要神的保护
，Lamech is saying that if Cain needs God's protection,
我拉麦不需要神的保护，我自己保护自己就比神保护还好十倍了。
I, Lamech, need no protection from God because I protect myself 10 times better than God does.
就看到这个人他心里面是怎么想的。
We can see.The heart of this man.
所以这个时候，你看一个人远离神，他最后的表现就是一定会很自大。
And the result that comes from leaving God is becoming very boastful.
这么自大的心，他怎么可能会求告神呢？他怎么会知道神的神里的平安呢
？And such a man, such pride in a man will not allow him to call on the name of God.
所以接下去从25节开始，他要做一个很强烈的对比。
And from 25, verse 25 onwards, there's a very sharp contrast.
这里特别提到亚当夏娃他们又生一个儿子叫赛特。
And here records that Adam and his wife Eve had a son named Seth.
赛特是要来代替亚伯的。
And Cain was to replace Abel.
所以赛特的意思就是补偿的意思，神给亚当夏娃另外一个补偿。
And Seth means to fill in.
好，那。第二十六节就是说，赛特生个儿子叫做以挪士，那时候人才求告神的名。
26, as for Seth, to him also a son was born, and he was named Enosh. Then men began to call on the name of the Lord.
以挪士的意思就是人的意思，是必死的人，软弱的人。
Enosh means a man who is weak.
其实他的字根跟亚当的字根是一样的。
And he has he the same root as Adam.
那也是说明以挪士其实是跟亚当的系统相同样。
And he comes from Adam's genealogy.
就是有的亚当的形象，有神的样式。
He has God's image, he has Adam's image, which is God's image.
你看，以挪士他自己知道他是软弱必死的人，他当然会求告神了。
And he, Enosh, was a weak man, and he was a man who knew he would die. So of course he would call in the name of the Lord.
他那个时候，他以挪士他不靠神，他靠谁呢？他自己靠不住了。
And if Enosh did not rely on God, he had no one to rely on.
所以我们就发现，一个人他如果会自己觉得软弱的时候，他才会靠神。
We see that only when a man considers himself weak will he rely on the Lord.
我们如果觉得自己很强壮的时候，我们不会靠神。
When we believe ourselves to be strong, we will not rely on God.
拉麦这个名字的意思就是很强壮的意思了。
So Lamech means very strong.
强壮人最后很可能变得非常的骄傲。
A man who is strong, is likely to become very boastful.
那我们怎么样制服这个罪？
How do we rule over sin?
这个罪已经制服了该隐了。
Sin already rules over Cain.
这被罪制服的人就从你就远离神。
And men who are controlled by sin, stray from God.
但我们今天，我们相信，我们都希望成为亚当的后裔。
But we all want to become Adam's descendants.
亚当的后裔所强调的不是他有什么成就。
What is emphasized in Adam's descendants is not their accomplishments.
他们只是照神的旨意在过日子而已。
They only live their lives according to God's will.
因为神已经预先定准他们的年限。
Because God has numbered their days.
他们生养儿女最重要的目标就是要把神的形象传下去。
And the most important reason of why they bear children is to pass down the image of God.
所以五章第一节到第三节特别强调亚当的儿子，他们都需要有神的样式跟形象，像神造亚当的时候一样。
Therefore, in chapter 5, verse 1 to 3, it says that God blessed them, and they were Adam's descendants was in his own likeness after God's image.
这也是神当初对人的祝福。
This was God's original blessing for man.
所以五章的第二节特别强调，神造人的那个日子就赐福给他们，称他们做人。
So verse 2 says, He created them male and female and blessed them and called them mankind in the day they were created.
这告诉我们今天我们成为神的儿女的人，我们教养儿女最重要的目标在哪里？
And this tells us that as people who are called by God, the most important, what's most important in teaching our children?
就是让我们的儿女都有神的形象跟样式。
Is that we must teach our children to have the image of God.
因为这就是神当初给人的福。
Because this is the original blessing given by God to man.
这就是神的旨意。
This is God's will.
所以我们在意的不应该只是在我们的儿女有多少才艺、多少成就。
So what we should care about should not only be the talents and accomplishments our children should have.
只有当我们能够活出神的形象的时候，我们才有可能制服罪。
Only when we live out God's image can we rule over sin.
那我们要能够活出神的形象，最后我们一定需要与神同行。
If we want to live out God's image, we must walk with God.
我们从第五章有一句话很重要。
In chapter 5, there's a very important phrase.
第五章的第二十二节。
Chapter 5, verse 22.
因为以诺生马图撒拉之后，他说与神同行三百年，并且生儿养女。
22. After he begot Methuselah, Enoch walked with God 300 years and had sons and daughters.
我们注意看他所描述的次序。
Let's pay attention to the order.
今天我们的生活，我们的家庭目标就是要把我们的儿女教导成有神的形象。
And what's most important within our family life is to teach our children to have the image of God.
我们一定父母亲需要与神同行。
But to do that, parents must first walk with God.
与神同行之后，他还是一样继续生儿养女的。
And after he walks with God, he continues on to have sons and daughters.
所以你会看到生儿养女教导孩子有神的形象，跟与神同行并没有冲突。
And so having sons and daughters and walking with God does notconflict with each other.
今天我们 有一些年轻的夫妻，他们有孩子之后，他们就不是与神同行，他们是与儿女同行。
And some young couples today, after they have children, they do not walk with God, but they walk with their children.
他的生活是按照孩子的作息来生活的。
And they live according to their children's schedules.
而不是按照神的要求在生活的。
And they do not live according to God's requirement.
以诺他们，他是与神同行的时候，他一样继续生儿养女，所以他的儿女一定与神同行。
But Enoch walked with God and had sons and daughters. So his sons and daughters had the image of God.
有这样的生活表现，有这样的模范，他要才有可能让他的儿女都能够活出神的样式跟形象来。
Only when he himself, made himself the example, could he teach his daughters and sons to emulate him to walk after God.
所以这个属神的系统就能够一直把信仰传递下来了。
And so, through this system, faith was passed down.
那每一个人最后其实最后都要被神取去，在神的国度里面有份。
In the end, everyone will be taken by God and have a part in God's kingdom.
所以我们都可以胜过罪的。
So all of us can overcome sin.
愿我们都能够从这两章的这个道理里面得到一些属灵的教训。
May all of us receive a spiritual teachings from these two chapters.
一起来经营我们的家庭。
To establish our families.
注意我们的生活。
To pay attention to our lifestyles.
让我们的孩子都能够活出神的形象来。
That our children may live out the image of God.
我们都能够治无罪，能够活出基督耶稣的生命。
So we can rule over sin and live out the life of Lord Jesus Christ.
再一起来唱诗。
Let's sing him.
350首。
350.